Heroes serve heroes. Heroes stand together side by side. Hand in hand we rise. Stronger under blue skies.
You're listening to Tiger Talk. Heroes serve heroes. Thank you for your service. Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 3 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Tyson Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
Where are your hosts? I'm Janet, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Yoretti, and I'm a 4th grader.
My name is Whitson, and I'm also in the 4th grade.
We promise you an update, and we are excited to tell you that Tiger Talk has won 3 RCAST Awards.
The Arkansas Podcast Collaborative presented the 2025 RCAST Awards at a ceremony in November. Tiger Talk was named 2025 Best Kids and Family Podcast.
Last year's host, Emery, was named the 2025 Best Young Podcaster.
And Janet was named the 2025 Rising Star Podcaster.
Thank you for voting for Tiger Talk and for supporting us.
We appreciate you, Tiger Talk fam.
Today, we're interviewing Ms. Victoria.
She is part of the Military Service Sisters organization.
Please tell us about your organization.
All right. Well, thank y'all for having me. So the Military Service Sisters organization was developed in 2017 by a lady over in Mountain Home, Arkansas, Alicia Gaines, and she just got together with some female veterans one day, and they were sewing, and so the group kind of grew from there. And another lady, Holly Somas, was from Mountain Home, too, and so they began this organization. So we're just an organization of female veterans that get together once a month, and we just visit. We bring a potluck, and we just talk about military things that females have been involved with, or they tell their stories, or we find things that they need help with, things with the VA. There's 7 of us in the state of Arkansas organizations. We just recently had a big convention in Hot Springs, and about 100 of us got together and had a 2-day get together. It was very nice. We here in Northwest Arkansas have been about a year, a little over a year of an organization, and we have currently close to 40 members, and we hope that we keep growing. We are going to be a national organization across the United States of just female veterans that gather and visit and talk, and we do some things in our community. And we are going to currently get a license plate for female veterans for the first time to put on our cars through the DMV here in Arkansas the 1st of January. So we're very excited about that.
Wow, it sounds amazing.
How does your organization help veterans?
We, I'm a VSO, which I can help people file claims if they were injured in the military. So we, you know, we help with that. Also, we help with maybe taking the female veteran to an appointment, or help them, you know, follow up with paperwork. There's other organizations in Northwest Arkansas that helps veterans, and so we want to reach out to those other organizations and see how we can help their females that come through their organizations with any needs they might have. Clothing, food, getting to their appointments, or any type of help like that.
That sounds very helpful. How can veterans get in contact with you?
Okay, so if a female veteran would like to join our organization, all you need to do is get online and get on militaryservicesisters.com and sign up.
Okay, we'll add your contact information to our show notes.
What inspired you to help veterans?
Well, so I was a teacher for 40 years, and when I was 30, I joined the military in the Arkansas National Guard, and I always knew when I got done and I retired that I wanted to give back and help female veterans, you know, in Arkansas or just anywhere. I've always had a compassion that through the years in the military that I saw needs that females needed, and so that was kind of a goal that I had when I retired, that I would be involved, help start an organization, be involved in helping female veterans, and you know, in Arkansas or just anywhere.
That's incredible.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the military service sisters?
Well, we hope that we continue to grow. We hope that we can reach out to more female veterans. There's over 20,000 female veterans in the state of Arkansas. So our goal is to reach as many as we can. We also are involved with Washington, D.C. There's a military memorial for female veterans, and you can tell your story about your career in the military. So we also, you know, we're involved with doing that, getting their stories out and getting it on the registry there in Washington, D.C.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you for serving veterans.
Now it is time for our hero trivia. Today's trivia question is, what state was the Military Service Sisters organization started in?
My guess is Arkansas.
My guess is Colorado.
My guess is Texas.
My guess is Chicago, Illinois.
We will find out the answer at the end of the episode.
About 7 years ago, our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know how to spread positivity, Miss Victoria?
Oh, just every day be glad that you get up and that you can step out into the world and your area and your community and help somebody. If it's just speaking to them and telling them, hey, how was your day?
That would definitely make someone's day. Now it's time to find out the answer to our trivia question. What state was a Military Service Sisters organization started in? The answer to the trivia question is Arkansas. Mountain Home, Arkansas is where the Military Service Sisters started, and now there are 7 chapters in Arkansas. We have a chapter in Fayetteville that people in Northwest Arkansas can join.
That's really cool. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for having me today, and I hope y'all all have a great day, a Merry Christmas, and a great rest of your year. And have a career ready, and remember this, you have to be uncomfortable to be great sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar!